أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. قال الله تعالى: إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذا أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا، فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. الله Most High says to the people listening and reading the Quran, the audience of the Quran, that if all of you don't help him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then no, Allah helped him on the day when those who disbelieved threw him out of his home, when he was one of two, he was the second of two people, when the two of them were in the cave, and he said to his companion, "Do not grieve, verily Allah is with us." The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left his home during the Hijrah, his companion in the Hijrah was Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so this is a great honor and a sharaf that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their Hijrah and mentions both the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and mentions the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for both of them. He said that when Allah is the one who helped him, when the people who disbelieved threw him out of his house, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the second of two people, yani him and Abu Bakr, and when the two of them were in the cave, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companion, "Don't grieve," it's a bashara, it's a glad tiding of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He said, "Don't grieve. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Verily, Allah is with us." You see, this in a manner of speaking, it's a hadith narrated by the Quran. Allah is the one. You say, "An Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu," Sayyidina Abu Huraira narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Here it's Allah narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to who? To Sayyidina Abu Bakr, "Don't grieve, verily Allah is with us. Allah is with us." This is first of all something very important to understand. That Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his uprightness and his trustworthiness and his being a Muslim and a person of iman and good standing is narrated in the Quran. Whoever doesn't accept it is not a Muslim. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is something very simple. A person has to understand it. If anyone accuses Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu of being a'udhu billah a munafiq, or not a person on Islam, or not a person of good standing, what is Allah is narrating that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, "Inna Allaha ma'ana," don't grieve, Allah is with us, not Allah is with me. Don't grieve, Allah is with me and you're with me, so you'll be okay. No, Allah is with us. Allah is with us. "Inna Allaha ma'ana." And this is something very important to understand, because oftentimes in the name of unity or in the name of whatever, we'll tolerate all kind of sillinesses. If it's an issue of, are you saying Ameen out loud in the prayer or not? Are you raising your hands so many times or just one time in the prayer? All these things are small issues. You know, even certain issues, there's issues, for example, are you going to calculate the new Eid and the beginning of the month, or are you going to go out and see moon sighting? Maybe the arguments of the ulama become so much so that some of them say to the other, "You're dead wrong. I completely disagree with you." But still, these are issues that are on the side. Even if someone's wrong about it, we don't say that person is outside the pale of Islam. It's okay, maybe they're just wrong. We can accept that and then move on as well. But when Allah Ta'ala quotes His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in His own book saying something, then that's something we don't have a right to disagree about and we don't have a right to argue about. It's very plain and clear. No matter who we love in this world, who we don't love. Allah is saying that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, "La tahzan," don't grieve. "Inna Allaha ma'ana." Verily Allah is with us. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. It's a very incredible story, the Ghar of Thawr, in which the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, took refuge in when they were fleeing from Makkah Mukarrama during the Hijrah. People think maybe it's a big cave. You go in and like, you don't have like 30 people sitting there. It's not a big cave, just like it's like this. It's a very small cave. And they were stuck there for like 3 days. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what happens is a long story, we don't have time to go through all of it, but it's very epic, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala commemorates it in this verse, that if you don't help him, I'm the one who helped him, and I'll help him again and again. When he said to his companion, don't grieve, Allah is with us. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala sent down the calmness of His own holy presence upon him. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And He helped him with His armies that you don't see, and you are not able to see, and you don't see. وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ السُّفْلَى. And He made the word of the people who disbelieved the most low and the most abased. وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا. And the word of Allah Ta'ala, He didn't make it so, rather it always was and is and shall always be supreme and on top. Wallahu azizun hakeem. And Allah is mighty and wise.